October 8, 1901, when the soul operates united with Jesus, her acts have the same effects as his operating. Value of the intention. This morning, I struggled very much in waiting for my adorable Jesus. However, while waiting for him, I did as much as I could to unite everything I was doing in my interior with the interior of our Lord, intending to give him all the glory and reparation which his most holy humanity gave him. Now, while I was doing this, blessed Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, when a soul makes use of my humanity as the means to operate, be it even a thought, a breath, or just any act, they are like as many gems that come out of my humanity and present themselves before the divinity. And since they come out through my humanity, they have the same effects as my operating when I was on earth. And Lord, I feel as though a doubt, how can it be that with the simple intention in operating, be it even in the smallest things which, considered in themselves, are trivial, empty, it seems that the mere intention of union with you and of pleasing you alone fills them, and you elevate them in that supreme way, making them appear as a most great thing? My daughter, the operating of the creature is empty, be it even a great work. Rather, it is the union with me and the simple aim at pleasing me that fills it. And since my operating, be it even a breath, excesses all the works of creatures together in an infinite way, this is why it renders it so great. Besides, don't you know that one who makes use of my humanity as the means to do his actions comes to nourish himself of the fruits of my own humanity, and to feed himself from my own food? Furthermore, is it perhaps not the good intention that makes a man holy, and the evil intention that makes him perverted? One does not always do different things, but with the same actions one is sanctified and another becomes perverted. Now, while he was saying this, I saw a flourishing tree inside our Lord, filled with beautiful fruits, and I saw that those souls who operated to please God alone and through his humanity were inside of him, upon that tree, and his humanity served as dwelling of these souls. But how so very scarce was their number.